Basic 3. Exercise 2, page 126. Recording 1.
My favorite historical figure is definitely Abraham Lincoln. He became President of the United States in 1861 and helped to ban slavery in America. Sadly, he was killed in 1865 by John Wilkes Booth at Ford's Theatre in Washington, D.C. A lot of people say that he was the best president that they ever had in America, but the reason I think he's great is that he was a good husband and father as well as a politician.
Recording 2.
The British Museum in London, England, is one of the largest museums in the world and has thousands of interesting things to see. From ancient Egyptian mummies to South American gold, this museum has something to suit everyone's interests and is a great day out for people of all ages. Not only that, but it's free to get in. So, visit the British Museum today. It's where history comes to life.
Recording 3.
Richard, have you started your homework yet?
No, I don't know what to write. I'm stuck. It's an essay on the Spanish Armada, but I don't really know anything about it.
Really? I studied that at school when I was younger.
Maybe you could explain a few things to me then. I need to know why the Spanish built the Armada and how the English beat it.
Well, that might take a while to explain.
That's okay. I don't have to hand the essay in until next week, so I have a lot of time.
Tell you what, once I finish making dinner, I'll come and tell you what I remember.
Recording 4.
If you're looking for sun, sand and spectacular sights, why not go to Egypt for your next holiday? Not only can you see beautiful beaches and clear blue seas, you can also spend your time walking through history and see the Great Pyramid of Giza, one of the 7 wonders of the world. There's never been a better time to book a holiday to this amazing country. So call now to book the trip of a lifetime on...
Recording 5.
Neil Armstrong was an American astronaut who was the first man to walk on the moon. He started his career as a pilot before joining NASA and training to fly spacecraft. When he returned from the moon, a few people refused to believe what he had done and thought it was a trick by the government. However, Neil Armstrong remains an inspiration to many young people today who dream of one day seeing the Earth from outer space.
Recording 6.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, I'm lost. I need to know the way to the museum. I'm supposed to be meeting my friend, but I'm late.
Okay, well, if you go out the door and then around the corner on the left, you should see it.
Is it near the big park?
Exactly, it's right next to it. It's a really big building with a sign out front. You won't be able to miss it.
Thank you so much for your help.
Not at all. That's what we're here for.